Good morning, good morning, good morning. My name is Diane Kristen Taylor, and I'm an RC, and I'm joining you for the Tucson, Arizona Marketplace, where it's currently 5 a.m. Yay! We do these mojo calls every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning to begin our day with thought-provoking subjects and motivation to carry you through the day. I want to start out this morning by telling you a story. It's a story about when my children were small, you know, back in the day. Back in the day when McDonald's had play places that were outside. It was really cool because you didn't have to go in the building. So it was like going to a really fun outside playground. So we headed off to McDonald's, and the kids would put their shoes in the shoe cubby. And my daughter would race up the stairs to the first cubicle. And she would either make an immediate right and jump into the ball pit, or she would scramble straight ahead and race up the rope netting on hands and feet that would take her to the second level where she would climb and crawl and make her way through various obstacles. And subsequently, she'd enter a tube, squeal with delight as she slid all the way down to the ground. And then on the ground, she would run past me waving as she went up the stairs, through the cubicle, back up the ropes, over and over again until it was time to leave. Meanwhile, my son would climb up the stairs, sit in the entry cubicle, and sit there as his sister ran by him and crawled up the ropes, calling his name to follow her. He would sit there and watch her. Occasionally, he would join her in the ball pit. But mostly, he stayed in the cubicle and watched her climb those ropes over and over. So this happened the next time we visited as well. She would continue to call him to follow, and he would sit and watch her. The next time we went to the play place, he sat on the edge of the cubicle and let his feet touch the ropes. She tried to coach him up the ropes, but it was to no avail. Then one day, we went back to the play place, put the shoes in the shoe cubby. My daughter climbed up the stairs, scrambled through the cubicle, and up the ropes she went. My son climbed the steps behind her, crawled through the cubicle, put his feet on the ropes, and then his hands. And up the rope netting he went. They both laughed and giggled and waved to me with super excitement. My daughter showed him everything on the second level and went with him through all the obstacles. They both entered the tube and slid all the way down to the ground, laughing and racing to do it again. And they did it over and over until it was time to leave. I share this with you because on that particular day, my son had no more advanced knowledge, talent, or ability than he had had on our previous visit. He was ready. He was simply ready. It was his time, not his sister's timing or anyone else's. It was his time. I don't know what his internal process was. I only know that that day, his confidence kicked it. In and off he went. I saw many similarities when I was working with clients in my mental health practice. People wanted to better themselves and create better lives. They would work through their process, and then one day, something they may have heard in the past was heard in the right moment, in the right way, and propelled them into their next level of growth. In ACN, we see and hear much of the same information over and over in many and varying individuals. We've seen it and heard it in many types of venues. We've heard it in our homes. We've seen it in our back office, on Zooms, on webinars, at regional events, and at international events. As we hear it and see it, the experience begins, we begin to internalize it. Some people see it and know immediately what to do. They take off, they climb all of the obstacles with no fear, just excitement. There are others, like my son, who watch, listen, and absorb the information. And inexplicably, one day out of nowhere, they take off and climb the ropes, maybe not as fast as others, but just as steadily. And in that moment, when something sinks in or they hear something in just the right way, at just the right time and by just the right person, happens. Now, what if I had stopped taking my son to the play place because he wasn't doing everything his sister was doing and doing it in the way she was doing it? What if his sister and I became frustrated and wrote him off by thinking he couldn't do it, he wouldn't do it, or he didn't even want to do it? Well, none of that even occurred to us. His sister continued her own pace, and yes, I encouraged him, and I was there for comfort and support, but all he needed was a space to do his own process in his own way. Our journeys are all different, and I would say that there's no right pace and no right moment. We must do our own journey here in ACN and bring our own unique talents to ACN. I'll also say that if we keep plugging along and showing up in a consistent manner, we will all eventually hit that time when we climb the ropes, crawl into that tube, and slide with excitement to the next level and start the climb again. Whatever your pace, keep showing up. Keep looking at all you are accomplishing. Allow yourself to giggle and wave with excitement and pride. Keep looking around at all the wonderful people who are on this journey with you, all who are sharing your wide-eyed enthusiasm. Whether you show up on Zoom, on webinars, or in your back office, or at an international event, just keep showing up because you never know when that moment will hit again and revitalize your ACN spirit. Now go out there, show up, and make this an amazing day. Thanks, everybody.